Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. We made it. It's another year of Last Week. It's 2023. And this is episode 220 of this show. And I'm here, as always, with Keith and Hemda. Hello, welcome.
Hi, I just realized you ended our year. You're starting our year. You not only ended it at being the final episode, you also did the game show.
Uh-huh.
So, whew, happy new year. How's it going?
I've been really busy just booking all these gigs at Keith and the Girl Enterprises.
Well, thank you. It's an honor. It's good to see you.
You too. How's everyone feeling the beginning of the year, January? You know, we've had a couple weeks now to let our resolutions sort of fall by the wayside. How's everyone doing? How's the Duolingo? Keith, go.
It's doing good. I'm reading up about how alcohol affects the brain, learning things I didn't know before. That's exciting. So I follow an app that tells me something every day. Duolingo, I'm still doing every day. You know, the trick is the words. You just got to know the words as opposed to how to put them together. I'm fine with that. So you got to give yourself little tricks like qual, C-U-A-L, what's that? And you got to go, okay, it means which. Well, how do I remember that? All right, qual, C-U, okay, that's how you start the word cunt. Cunt is bitch, which. Qual means which one of these is something. And next thing you know, you learn a new word every minute. So it's going well.
Wow, Duolingo is different than I remember.
Well, you got to think this stuff in your head yourself because everybody's different.
Aha, uh-huh. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. So it's going
well. That is fantastico.
Sí, muy bueno.
Keith, are you recording?
Yes, are you?
Okay. Do I have to record?
No, I'm joking. It's recording, believe me.
You're not recording StreamYard. Okay. Okay, we're good.
All right, Sorry, everybody. Okay. So you know how you were hearing all that, everybody?
Sorry.
Here's more. Now you're hearing it extra.
We're doing a new thing this year where we don't record the show. You have to be in the room or you miss it. Okay. We're not even on computers anymore, guys. We're just in an open field. We're in a meadow just talking to each other.
Do you have resolutions, Bianca?
Yeah, I have goals. I use the word goal. I think it's a gentler word.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would say one goal, I'm going to go on a romantic date in 2023.
New Year's probably.
Yeah. If I go the whole year without going on a romantic date, that would be a big fail.
Right.
But you know what? It's okay to fail.
Are you looking? Like, are you actively looking?
I'm on the app called Hinge. I'm not very good at it in that I don't really follow up or use it. So I did download it, though, and I made a profile.
You filled out all the stuff?
Yeah, the prompts are so... It's humiliating to answer prompts. It makes you feel like you are... probably the weirdest, most deranged person who has ever lived. It's like, how could anyone answer these questions?
Like what? Because I don't think I'd be able to. I think it is hard, and people just do it so casually that I'm in awe. What got you stuck, for example?
Just like Desert Island, the discs. You know, like, this year I really want to... I'm looking for someone who...
What's funny is when somebody, they rate like, I don't know how to answer that. And it's like, well, you could have picked your prompt. You do get a choice out of so many.
But I swear I looked at every prompt. It took me so long. I was like, none of these. I can't answer any of them.
What are you the most happy with? Like, what question are you the most, like,
this
okay,
is
maybe
the one. This is going to make kids...
No, I can't even talk about it. It's too embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Do you try to be funny and then it comes out corny or what?
Well, it's like you try and be cool, but then it comes off as like, why is this person like barely literate? It's like you either have to be earnest or nothing. And the idea of being earnest on the internet is so insane. It's perverse. What are you looking for?
Someone to have fun, do fun, go have time, be nice to me. Be nice to me, call me pretty.
Like, no, I'm not going to say that. That's horrifying.
Right. Meantime, like, what else is there, right? What do I want? A human being that's not going to try to fuck me in the bad way.
And then it's like, oh, you love to travel. Great.
Yeah. I like to eat sometimes. Movies are cool, but not all the time. Music is fun, the kind I like. Good music.
Tacos is not personality.
Right.
But I also like them. You know, right. Like, and I've been so, you know, flummoxed by these prompts that I do kind of empathize with the, you know, impulse to just write tacos. And like, yeah, I like watching The Office and I like eating tacos and I like to travel. Okay.
I like long walks on the beach.
Yeah,
and
what do you
petting
want?
Puppies isn't the worst. Let's see. Please don't lie to me. Like at all. I think I could take it. I could take the truth.
Ugh, disgusting. Ugh. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Mm.
Do you know what we're here to talk about?
Me.
Probably Keith.
Last week's shows, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's happening. And the torch was passed to me very beautifully and sort of elegantly by Rod and Karen at the end of their most recent episode of last week on Keith the Girl. They were like, all right, Bianca, you got it from here. Take it away, kid. So we're going to start with episode 3617, Past the Port. And I can only assume that this title is sort of a play on like passport.
Like I don't think it deliberately was. It was Henda's idea, but I don't think so. Henda?
Well, originally it was that, and there was a couple of other things. Like port is a drink, and I think we talked about drinks and pass something. I'm forgetting what the topics are, but it actually went to multiple topics.
Levels, yeah.
Yeah. I was pretty excited about it. But also I thought, just like filling out the profile, I was like, this is either the worst title, because I think I'm so clever and there are all these layers, or it's like, let's just give this to Hemda. She doesn't have good internet. Like, we did it. It's fine. So I couldn't tell. I would, you know, and we write in a doc and I'm just like, because we write the title, I go, because this, that, and this. And I try not to write a question mark because I want a genuine response of, no, that's corny, or like, oh shit, I didn't even see that. So what did you see, Bianca?
Well, first I was like, past the port. Hemda is drinking now. She's drinking mojitos in the Caribbean. You know, she's living. And then I thought, past the port, like, they're walking in the Dominican Republic. They're walking by a place where boats go.
Which it's called Puerto Plata.
Puerto Plata. There
the
we go.
Port of Plata. Yes. Yes.
Boom. And then I also thought about Keith trying to get a passport. I thought about Xerxes trying to get a passport.
Levels.
I thought about how upset I was listening to those stories.
Ooh, please tell us. I know that wasn't your week, but please tell us how upset.
I just, oh God, I'm so sorry I had to go through that. Any of that with the car, the road test, the passport. I think what I did do was I got my passport renewed at the post office in the small town in Massachusetts where my parents live, just so I wouldn't have to deal with the New York
the
style.
Big city folks.
Yeah, the nightmare that is that, the whatever they make you do here.
Yeah, I'm thinking about moving to a new state, get my license, come back to New York.
I would do that. I would honestly consider it. New York is
You took
horrible.
A too extensive test. Okay. Can I take half of it and come back? Yeah, take half again.
But what happened with your passport, Keith? I let it lapse.
So right. I had to go in and take. So right away, I call him like, I don't need to make an appointment. That's great. I'll be right there. And I get there. Did you make an appointment? I'm like, no, because I talked to a gentleman on the phone and I can point out which one it probably is. Like, no, you need an appointment. I'm like, I can't though, because I'll go postal. And then they just had me stand in line for 5 hours and it worked out.
5 hours?
1 hour, 1 hour. But when you're nervous, it's even getting done. It feels like 5 hours.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know how you guys, you know, you guys both make it look really hard.
Thank you. Because nobody's on. I think nobody's honest. I think they're embarrassed to say. Everybody goes, oh, Keith and Henda, they go out on to the store. It's an adventure. I'm like, we live in the same world. I see everybody around me going nuts. But when it comes to telling a personal story, no one has problems because they think it's a weakness.
You know what?
And that's why nothing gets solved.
I read the reviews for both of the hotels that we were at. First, I read the reviews of the one that we were leaving. And I'm like, let me see because, you know, let me see if people are honest so that I can even bother looking at the reviews for a new hotel to look at. And it was like, the food is great. And I'm like, the food is, we're going to start with the food is great. And then they were like, the animators were so friendly and they listed every single animator.
The people that tell you to jump, do jumping jacks, play in the pool, yoga, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's darts time. It's yoga time. It's aerobics in the pool. They even threw like bubbles into the pool at some point. I think they stopped doing that after week two because they were like, one person is going in and pretending. It's not Limelight. People, really, they were doing like beer chugging contests and people were just reading their book. It was very, very, very strange. So yeah, the people are saying it's good food. Here's what I realized. It's the 80s in the Dominican Republic. And do you remember the diets in the 80s that Americans were on? No fat. All, you know, just boil this and don't add any seasonings because seasonings apparently is fat. So there was no fat. The burger, I realized, we had a couple of different things since we came. The burger was never juicy. There was never like a thing coming off of the burger to like stain whatever bread. Imagine a burger not staining the bread. Okay.
I've seen it. It's horrifying. When you see it for yourself, you think, what kind of a god?
What are they putting in this? How are they cooking? Yeah. Then, okay, picture this. It looks like bacon in that it's a strip of crinkly things that does break in your mouth. There's no fat, and it doesn't taste anything like they added salt. So no salt, no fat bacon. What are we doing? What are we doing? How do we... Soup was their best dish every single night. Potatoes, they boiled it, and I'm fine with that. And then they add a little vinegar for taste. Now I ask you, are we in the 80s or are we not in the 80s?
But do you know what else, Hemda, and this is true, for all of New York's problems, we have really good food in New York. And it kind of ruins it when you go anywhere else.
Is that what's happening? Because I'm thinking, well, like, what? The people from the middle, this is like good food. They know about lard.
Well, the thing, like, okay, so even my friend was in town from London. She's lived in London for the past year. And she lived in New York before, and now she lives in London, which is like another fancy place. But we were eating just a sandwich from an Italian deli in my neighborhood. And she goes like, man, New York just has the best food. Like, even she's lived all over the world. She's like, it doesn't compare. So I think you have to just take it with a grain of salt that wherever you go, it's just not, it's either not going to be as tasty or it's not, or if it is as tasty, it's going to be more expensive.
Right.
Or if it's, it, or it's going to take too long. The portion's going to be wrong. It's not going to be hot in the right way. Like, something about it is going to be a little subpar.
Or wherever you go, bring grains of salt.
they had that quipe stuff in one of the buffets. They were like, oh, Dominican night. And you just go to Corona Queens here and you get the best fucking keep. This one was not even edible and we were in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no fat. Add some fat. Put some fat. You sell lard on every single shelf everywhere. Throw some in there. Nobody's on a diet.
Huh. Well, okay. So you did. So this Hemda is like.
No one feels for me. I get it. It's okay. Huh. I just a burger that doesn't stain your bread. A burger. Okay. Please. Yes. You were saying.
Not in my, under my administration. No, my question is like the last time you went away and you had a working vacation, you went to Spain. And I think you were mad that they didn't have pastry at the time you went to the thing. And there was no Amazon.com for you to get like, I don't know, hair gel or what have you. This time you go, they do have the hair gel, but they don't have Wi-Fi. And they do have food available. Nobody's taking a nap, but everybody is being bad in the other way in that they're too loud. So my question is, like, why do you keep going to the places?
It is pretty fucking humbling. You know, I know that I sound like I hate traveling. I sound like I am the worst American when I am traveling. And it is true. I think I thought it was going to be a little bit easier, you know, and I do think, like Keith was saying, people lie. They're like, oh, we had this great vacation over here, and they post pictures of them on the beach. We have all of that. I don't think you're going to be entertained by it. You know, we were in the water for 2 hours, not even, and the time goes by. We don't know what time it is. That's wonderful. Like, I don't actually need to drink, so I don't care. I'm not really complaining about that. But I am noticing, like, to me, I would want to know all of that stuff with the travel. It's not that easy, but I'm hoping to get used to it. I think I got sick on the way back also, and I'm like, do I have to adjust to the water again? It is amazing to not have to brush teeth with a bottle of water and a cup, and you have to remember that in the middle of the night, because when I wake up and pee, I also brush my teeth, and I'm like, don't open your mouth. Ah! But why do I do it? It's so fun. How do I explain that? I sound like a psycho. It is so amazing. It is so interesting for me to not know how to speak and make conversation, but try to speak in Spanish and pick up all of a sudden that I'm getting what people are saying, even for a moment, and the beach and the weather. And even when it rains, I know it's going to stop raining soon. I don't even check the weather. Does that sound interesting to anybody? I don't know.
Keith, what was the poll for episode 3617, Past the Port?
Have you let personal government identification expire? Have you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. Oh my God, Bianca did it. Okay, because I'm like, it feels silly, doesn't it? It feels like this should be part of my adult stuff, and it takes me down a peg. Like, if they knew, then even my credit should suffer for it. Oh, makes me feel good. Sorry, Bianca.
Yeah, when I went to get my
license.
Shouldn't
be a gauge, but it is.
They're like, if you were here 1 hour earlier, you wouldn't have to do all your license stuff again. I feel like I just missed breakfast at McDonald's. I'm like, come on, it's right there, though. It's right there. 21% of our audience on our forum say they have indeed let their personal government identification expire. 68% say no. 10% never had personal government identification to begin with. With an expiration date.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Maybe you're like 16 or something. What did you let lapse, Bianca?
My passport.
Okay.
You know, I didn't need it. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't even sure I was going to be alive.
Right.
Why spend my last years
in line?
In line.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Said, if I make it out of this cancer, the first thing I do is renew my passport? What?
Did I? Yeah, people forget when you go like, I'm going to go to Italy after this. Yeah, did you renew your passport? There's boring shit that needs to be done for all these vacations and fun activities.
I can't believe that Xerxes didn't get on because it was ripped, though. That's
right.
Horrible.
I didn't know that was a thing. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit. I brought it up. There's on Reddit, somebody posted that this couple, the guy forgot his passport at home. The woman still got on the plane. And whoever posted it sort of like, is she an asshole? Because people started saying like, hey. But I just picture this could be a three-day vacation for her by the time she goes back. I don't know. I'm not judging her. I happen to not do it that way, but I don't think we judge. I don't know. Bianca?
I would be... I think she did the right thing. And I think you also should have just gone.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. Say, okay, meet me there once you figure it out. But that's, you know, that's a part of the reason why I am, you know, having a goal to go on one date this year.
Don't let it require a passport because you're going to have to make some quick decisions.
By the way, in that episode, we talked about football being stupid because the Steelers had their first losing season in about two decades. Are you still following? I know, of course, you were you're a big Brady fan. You were the first to buy tickets 80 for Brady, that movie. how are we watching football now, Bianca?
Well, the Patriots were really bad this season, and there were a couple games. I mean, there was one game in particular that they lost in such a boneheaded way that even my stepdad said, they're dead to me.
Okay.
He said he wouldn't watch any more games that season.
See, how's football fun? Look how pissed people get at football. Yeah.
So then, but my stepbrother has season's tickets to the Patriots at Gillette and tailgates pretty much every home game, every Patriots game. So they tailgated the following game after my stepdad said that they were dead to him. Mm-hmm. They still tailgated and they didn't go in.
Well, it's still fun to tailgate.
That's my favorite part.
And then they went to a restaurant and my stepdad purposefully like didn't watch the game. He saw it with like his back to the TV.
They could feel it.
But I like watching football when it's on and there's people around. It's not a sport I like to watch by myself, really. Right. And it's very sort of feeling very sort of like, ooh, ouchy with all the crunching and the brains. And now a guy's just dying. And then, yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Right. Maybe I'm over it. Maybe
we lost that loving feeling.
When you're by yourself, you have time to think about it. When you're with other people, you don't take it in.
Yeah. Like, I love watching basketball by myself. Right. But it's different. It's more like watching a dance.
Because if they fall, they're faking. If a football player falls, he's probably half dead.
Ugh, it was so awful. The DeMar Hamlin thing was so scary and awful.
Do you follow the Buccaneers now that Tommy Boy's over there, or you're just for the city?
Yeah, I mean, I follow Tom, TB12. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, I was the first person to buy tickets for 80 for Brady. You mentioned that already. I actually auditioned for that movie.
It's four senior citizens trying to see Tom Brady's final game.
Yeah, and I said 80 minus 50 for Brady.
Wait, this isn't the new Jane Fonda.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. It was,
yeah.
Because I love old people movies, and I saw Jane Fonda, and I saw Lily Tomlin, and mm-hmm. I saw and that's all I needed to see. And I'm just like, my favorite old people. I'm like, I even turned to Cersei. I'm like, they made more shit. They're in their 80s. They made more shit. I found another old people movie. I love old people movies. I didn't know it was about Brady.
Yeah.
Ugh, okay.
Yeah, they're gonna make a lot of sexual innuendos for an hour and a half. You know.
Well, I'm gonna see it. So.
He deserves it. You saw what he's wearing out there.
I hope at the end of the movie he bangs them all.
It's so funny. All I saw is the two characters and like a couple old people that I recognize in the back also. And I'm like, let me turn. I don't want any spoilers. So I didn't watch anything else because I knew I was just going to watch it. So I had no idea it was about football. I had no idea it was about specifically a player. I love my life.
He did. Well, she didn't know it was about a player. 80 for Brady.
I didn't see the title.
She thought it was about me, Bianca Brady.
She's like, I don't even want to see the title. I want no spoilers. That's why she can't see these movies. She never knows the title because she's trying not to get any kind of spoil.
She saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. It was general enough that it wasn't a spoiler.
Right. So her next movie is going to be called All the Shit.
Yeah. Just like, whatever. Whatever. 90 minutes.
Here's a fun football story. This is absolutely true. This weekend, the Chargers played Jacksonville. Jacksonville won 31-30. Nobody expected that to happen. One person who didn't expect that to happen is somebody who bet on one of these phone apps, made a bet for when the Chargers were up 27-0. For $1.4 million to win only $11,200. Jacksonville, of course, came back 31-30. He lost $1.4 million. True story.
You can do that in an app?
You can lose that much money in an app.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, even if the app lost, they would only lose
$11,200. I just got dizzy. For him,
I was having a bad day, and this cheered me up.
Really? Yeah. Oh, no.
Because you got to be a real douche. You got to be a real fucking douche to put up $1.4 million to get $11,000. You don't respect money. And I bet there's other aspects of your personality that agree with that asshole attitude.
You know what? I can't argue. Okay. Okay, because I'm going like 1.4, that could have went into the economy, into some art, into restaurants and all those people who work there, a long trip, a cruise around the world. That's my goal of like, not like immediate,
you'd go to one of the
point.
Restaurants you pay extra for every night.
But there's a cruise around the world. That's like a lifetime achievement goal of mine now. As soon as I found that out. But around the world.
Yeah, that's where we live, Hamda. You know that, right? The world. You're already there, babe.
You did it.
You guys are giving me so much perspective. Thank you.
Keith, you saw M3 again as well.
Yes. It took a minute to find out where this movie was playing, but it did pretty good. I think only second place to Avatar. So yeah, people are seeing this movie. You know what? I laughed. It's a comedy, but I don't think people knew that. Not in my theater anyway. And it wasn't until I was the only person laughing at strange places about death did they start laughing at the appropriate places also. I think I had to tell them.
They should have done like in Finding Neverland where they put little orphans in a few free seats.
Yes.
So that the kids start laughing and then the adults are okay to laugh at the silliness.
Right.
Very brilliant. Also, Finding Neverland, prepare to cry. So good. Okay. So good.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I just get in my time machine right. And travel back to when I can see that movie.
But as for This World This Year, Bianca, how did you like Megan?
I didn't see it yet, okay. But I was like, wow, if Keith thought it was funny, and I have another friend who said he thought it was funny, I was like, I should check it out because I loved the trailer. The trailer was the Oscar goes to.
Okay, then you'll like it. Yeah.
Her dancing.
Right.
So weird.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, this kid has a doll, and the doll thinks its job is to protect it no matter what. That, of course, leads to murder.
But my favorite part is in the trailer.
Too much information on the.
Yes.
I just want to see a kid with a doll.
When Allison Williams in the trailer goes, "You're my niece." Your parents are dead. I'm her aunt. It's like, okay, we get it.
Right. They catch you up quick.
I'm your aunt. You're my niece. Okay, we have to move on.
We do have to, legally.
Episode 3618, Beaches Be Crazy. Okay, and I see what you did there. Wow.
That was Henda's, I believe.
Henda? It started off as mine, and I had Beaches Be Bugging?
Or no, Healing, you said.
Healing. And I'm like, I know this isn't right. What is it? And then, we Google Bitches Be.
Shopping.
And shopping. And I'm like, no one's shopping. And then Keith, I think you were hesitant to write crazy. Like, another example that we, it's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, it has to be crazy. But I think, like, it was a little mishkabobbly, but I like where we landed.
Yeah, crazy is an ableist slur, and I've actually reported you to the Better Business Bureau.
I'm going to murder a mirror image of me. Because suicide is also very touchy. Okay, what? I tried.
Okay.
Okay.
It's 1980 where I am.
Okay, you guys confronted these beach going
that's bad shit.
Turds.
So bad shit to me. What do you think?
Excuse me, sir, if that is your real name, please turn down the volume. Some of us are trying to be here in a quiet way.
What do you think looking back, Henda? Do you think that's fucking nuts? Or you got to do what needs done. You're on vacation. Somebody has to say something.
I would, I think that I can't picture a time where it helped to tell people. And I don't think it, he actually, I don't know if I said this, he not only lowered it and was embarrassed, he left the restaurant. And it was only like the people who were on the next table that happened to be with him that they amped it up. So he was actually embarrassed. So I'm like, oh, the nice guy was embarrassed and left. And his family, went and did the most bullshitty thing. So that was sad. So I don't know, maybe next time tell the hotel. Like, hey, I don't think you want people on speakers while people are eating, because now we're also having conflicting stereo wars. And they can do whatever they do.
Hmm.
Bianca, would you ever?
No.
No.
Oh, you wouldn't even tell management or like someone?
Nope.
I don't fucking snitch. I don't tell on people, Hemda.
Huh.
It okay, you tell management, it comes back to you anyway. It's like, calling the cops on a neighbor. You got to call from a payphone.
And also, I have the power and privilege of a white woman. So I could care in someone straight to jail. Mm-hmm. And I could even be doing it on accident. If I said to turn something down, all of a sudden, they're getting carted off to jail. What am I doing? Getting canceled in the media? Mm-hmm. Of course I don't tell anyone to do anything.
I just feel like for me, it's crazy that the people and the people working in the restaurant, they're not going to really say anything. But at some kind of management who's in the room, it is crazy for me to think that person doesn't think they have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, your video keeps pausing. That's why you keep thinking you're crazy. We keep thinking there's another word coming.
Oh, okay. Period.
Right. We asked the audience, have you ever asked a stranger to lower the sound-making device in public? 25% said yes, 75% said no. I don't think I've ever done it in my life. Sounds scary. We also talked about the movie Brandon Fraser in The Whale. Are you going to check that out, Bianca?
I don't think so. My friend saw it. She said it was great, but doesn't really look like it's going to butter my toast.
He'll eat it.
I do want to see the the movie about Tom Hanks and he's grouchy.
Yeah, that was a sad one.
That, when you said you liked that one, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to like that one. That's
is that
my
the one that
right
describes
there?
All of Keith's day to an exact?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. Just wait until you have a shitty day like Keith and then watch it so you can have the same experience.
Brandon Fraser won Best Actor in the Critics' Choice Awards just the other day for The Whale. I did like it, but it's not a movie you're going to see twice. There's a little twist you didn't see coming at the end, but other than that, you're just watching the life of a 700-pound guy. So I liked it, but it's not a repeat watch for sure. But I will say
that you have repeat watches? You watch movies?
I don't usually, but I don't think anybody would repeat watch this.
I see. Wow.
Best film, Kemda, Everything Everywhere All at Once for the Critics' Choice Award. Best director, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best original screenplay, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best editing, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
And it was a long movie.
Yes, it was, yeah.
So editor one, that's...
Well, every two seconds, they were in a different universe, right? That was a lot of editing.
Yeah.
That's funny to think that, like, a longer movie had less editing.
What the fuck did you edit? Yeah. Godfather, no editors.
Wow, you got it for editing, and you barely cut anything out. Jeez. You're too funny.
Thank you.
You played that clip from the Golden Globes where I forget who was the presenter, but she started laughing about Kevin Costner getting caught in the rain or whatever.
I joke.
And our thoughts are with Mr. Costner and all the little Costners.
Say your prayers for Anyways, no, seriously, let's pray. It's raining, seriously.
That was very funny. Okay, we have to move on.
Yeah, that's fair.
3619, Spare Me. And this was another brilliant title because it's Prince Harry and he's popping off the spare himself. And honestly, we've had enough of his BS. Come on, Harry. Pipe down, buddy.
What did you think? I never saw any of these TV shows or interviews he was in. I had no idea. But then I saw the, quote, highlights of this book, and I'm like, you're just a douche.
Well, it's so bizarre to me because, like, their only, you know, their only marketability really is their proximity to the royal family, Harry and Meghan.
Right.
So when they left the royal family, allegedly, like, I don't know, 4 years ago, they were like, we really have to milk this. We have to, like, be leaving now for the rest of our lives. Right. Otherwise, we won't make another cent.
Right. It's 30 years later. I'm still leaving.
Unless they rejoin and leave again and rejoin.
It feels like there's nothing interesting about them except that they're from royalty.
Well, exactly. So it's like if your brand is going to be about how you're not that, there's only so much just longevity you can get out of that being like, you know, your main messaging.
And apparently it's not a whole book. It's like maybe a pamphlet.
And then it's kind of fascinating to be sort of like, grow up in the monarchy, such an old tradition, not based in fact, just like a commonly accepted thing that like, yeah, that's the fucking king of England. Sure. Okay. Yeah. You tell me that absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You're the king of England. You know, like that doesn't mean anything. And then this kid's mother died and he's paranoid as hell. And then he has this book and he narrates the audiobook and is like, it's the most petty, like crazy thing ever. It's just like, can you maybe go, I don't know, just get a job at Starbucks or something, right. You know, like plant a garden.
And that will be more interesting than your whole fucking life as a prince. how am I not interested in this at all? Like, not even, you know, in the periphery of something like, oh shit, really? Like, who does that? But it's these boring stories that
I saw on Twitter, somebody that I respect, and they wrote, I'm trying to read this book, and hey guys, do I have to read the whole war stuff? Because this is so boring. Your war stuff is boring.
25 kills.
25 kills.
Wait, is he allowed to write that if he didn't kill 25 people?
You can. It just seems, it's so crass and weird. It's so crass and weird. You know, I read quote form from him, and I just remember it being weird.
But
25, there were 20, I killed 25 people. That didn't please me. Okay. But it didn't make me feel too bad either, because I'm sorry. I'm not pleased with the Taliban, and forgive me, but I don't think we should have war. So I went to it.
Does it say somewhere in small, none of these stories or these stories have been exaggerated right. or, you know, there's no proof of anything? Maybe in small it says fiction.
I saw a little clip online. I think it was Oprah, I'm not sure. But he was saying, he was there with his wife, and he's saying, I'm with the kids and we're not part of the royal family anymore. And so my kids, simple things. My kids get to ride bikes now. I never got to ride a bike as a kid. And then the internet shows all these pictures of him on a bike from when he was with his mother as a kid to adult age, year after year after year, him on a bike. Like, well, he's just a weird liar.
Then this book is even more insane, though. Yeah. And what's Oprah doing?
And it's famous. You know it's famous. He interviewed famous people. He's the talk of the town now.
She did a straight face the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. She's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she does
she
that.
Was, she got in there. She got in deep with them. And she was like, tell me more, Megan. You know, yeah. M3gan, if that's your real name.
They're like, God, the family's racist. And she's like, Oprah, the family, they're a racist family? Yes, Oprah. Yeah, just because you were at the Queen Jubilee, I think you knew too.
Yeah. But can you imagine, okay, so you're in your family, whatever, you decide, you're doing like desperate times call for desperate measures. I'll join up. I'll go in the army. I'll become a war hero. And that way nobody can like say I didn't do anything. And then because I'm like some rich pansy prince. And then you go and you're like fighting, but you have to leave every time because like you're gonna get assassinated by the enemy just for being who you are.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would probably have an inflated sense of self as well at the end of this experience. I might write a book being like, here's a 12-page story about a time I brushed my teeth and my dad was mean and think everybody thinks that it's interesting. Because, yeah, he is in the unique position of having been, a bounty on his head. And
he believes that somebody cut a hole in the fence to the base to kill him on his birthday.
On his birthday.
On his birthday, no less, to really zing him at the end of his life.
And I don't think any of that happened. I think still talking to the toilet, and the toilet told him the story, and he mismatched. I don't think they just allow him to go to war.
They did, though.
And then he leaves
in
because
what, virtual reality? No,
real life.
I doubt it. Who was there? Why aren't they writing a book?
It's been.
I
documented.
Was next to the prince.
Yes, it's been.
Where's
documented.
That book? I would like that to Oprah, please. Why are you talking to this guy? Talk to the other people. 25 kills. You're just writing about talking to a toilet and the toilet didn't even say shit. I guess killing people doesn't make you interesting, but oh my God. The people on I'm a Murderer on Netflix killed one, maybe two people. Their shit is so much more interesting for 1 hour. That's one story. What's happened? Get a ghostwriter. Pretend you wrote a book. You're pretending everything else.
Oh, there's definitely a ghostwriter.
Don't put your name on it.
Okay. What was the poll on this one, Keith?
Let's see. Prince Harry said, I didn't cheat in school, but a teacher thought I did cheat. I proved that I didn't cheat. Okay, makes no fucking sense. Next sentence. But the damage was already done. What, dork? So we asked the audience, did you ever cheat in school?
Bianca, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Good now, course. Were you giving the answers? Were you taking? Was it both?
Both.
Okay. I did both.
On our forums, did you ever cheat in school? 67% say yes, 33% say no. So basically a third of the audience is saying they never cheated in school. How is this possible? I have to believe what I'm reading, but how is this possible? I'm even thinking of the goody two-shoes in my school. How right. is this possible?
Yeah, yeah. Even the people with good grades who just knew all the things, there's a subject, or maybe you're helping someone cheat. You did their homework. You let them copy your notes. None of it.
I feel like on Reddit, they're a little more liberal with bad behavior. But even there, 13% they said they never cheated. To me, that's still so high.
Maybe you dropped out of first grade and you just, you know,
I don't know.
Farmed the rest of your, I don't know. Were you homeschooled? Should that have been an option?
And did you lie and say you lost your paper to your mom?
Yeah, I think I can't imagine a life in which I wouldn't have cheated at least once.
I know it sounds sad to say, but it's really just, who cares?
But I think of it more as like solidarity with your fellow man, with your fellow student against the ruling class of the teacher.
18 years minimum, you never cheated. I wanna interview you on this show now. Now, I didn't know I have to interview one third of our audience, but at least somebody can represent all those people. Did you ever kiss a person? Did you ever? There's so many questions about somebody for a minimum of 18 years never cheated. That's insane. That's insane. How do you hit no and move on with your life? No, and then an explanation. You're in traction from age 2 to forever. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Even Appy cheated in school, and she's perfect. That is nuts. That's nuts. We live in a world of liars. Everybody's having passport problems.
Yeah.
You cheated, you liar. Or you cheated now. With
cheated
your lie.
On the poll.
Yeah.
Cheated on the poll by lying. And by lying, you know you're cheating? You're cheating yourself.
You better be the president of the universe by now. If you, because you're magical. That's magical. You never cheated in school on anything. That's crazy.
Keith, that's how your mom got sainted.
Holy Lord Jesus. By the way, in that show also we talked about Andrew Callahan. He sexual misconduct. Apparently he was coercing women into sex. He does that. It was called No All Gas, No Breaks. Now it's called Channel 5. And there's an HBO show called This Place Rules. And he put out a statement saying, hey, guys, I never thought I'd be doing one of these videos, but here I am. He said it's when it comes to a sexual assault or sexual misconduct and his behavior, well, it's an important conversation to be had, and he welcomes it. He's actually pleased. You would think he was at the top of his, you know, this guy was at what could be the top of his career. But he's actually glad this happened because it's a conversation the whole world needs. And
see, even he copied from the other right? PR fucking nonsense.
And he shared all the classics. Some of these things are true that women said. Some of them aren't true. But he doesn't want to dismiss anyone's truth. So, you know, that trick. That's so that we all wonder that maybe the worst things aren't what's true. And he did just ask somebody twice, may he fuck them. He says he has work to do on himself, though. He thanks all the people that did say something, though, because it's their truth. So thank you. Even if you lied, thank you. He says it's his responsibility to know more about what enthusiastic consent is, but he does believe alcohol got in the way and he's going to AA.
Wow, that's a weird bottom.
He says, I always honored consent and took no for an answer. Well, that's not what these women said, but okay.
But the alcohol didn't, Keith.
But again, he wants to have a more nuanced conversation on coercion. He'll take a step back from public life until you all get the fuck over it, okay? You know how you guys get. You'll forget. Who gives a shit? He says, but please remember on my show called Channel 5, it's a YouTube show, how he taught radical empathy. So at least keep that in mind and go out and practice that. Thank you for your time.
Wow. So he didn't say anything.
Sure. Right. That's your job as the audience to say things if you like him. But no, they never say anything.
It's time for me to listen.
Yeah.
Is what he said.
Yeah. I got to listen. He's got to listen. I got to listen. We have to go to school.
I've spent a lot of time talking. Now it's time for me to listen.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, I am.
What would be great if there was a hidden camera in his house and he's looking at the comments? You know, he's like, fuck you, fuck off, fuck you. Oh, you'll always be on my side, thank you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you.
Is he going to AA or to like a
He said AA. He said 12-step program AA. Mm. He mentioned AA.
Okay.
Well, there's your first mistake. You're not even supposed to talk about
That's
it.
That's half of it. That's an A.
God, you're under arrest again.
So many fucking creeps. I saw this on the internet. It's not being discussed enough about who Hitler was sleeping with. Eva Braun was 17. Geli Robel was 17. Maria Ryder was 16. This guy's a real creep, this fucking Hitler. What is the deal with men? Too much. Too much.
Ugh, gosh. Yeah. You know.
You mean Hitler was shitty?
He was a grade A jerk.
Hmm. Let me catch that.
And you wonder why I have trouble dating. Okay. Let's talk about last week on Keith and the Girl, episode 219.
Yes.
With your hosts, Rod and Karen, who are in town. We are amongst giants. Mm-hmm. And they are amongst us. Rod and Karen come to town. They do one errand and it takes them less than 4 hours.
How?
And they start going like, man, New York City, center of the universe. Like, but the story is that you went to a store and you bought something. You realize that, right? But I love, you
know how to buy things.
It's like, I think the same thing with New York having the best food, like, we do kind of get used to things happening at a pretty quick pace. And so if you go elsewhere in the world and things just take a allegedly normal amount of time, man, are you just spiritually, I'm always tapping my foot, being like, how is this real?
Mm-hmm.
I be faster.
I have to slow down. I do have to go like, hey, they're not going slow. This is just a different pace. And remember that you wanted some of this. So take it down 1,000.
Right? I know. I know. I have this face I do called my placid smile. And it comes out when things are taking too long. And I just go like this.
Mm-hmm. You can picture it, folks.
Closed mouth smile. Yeah. I'm fine. How are you? Oh, you're going to tell me how you are? Okay. That's part of this process. Okay, so you're not going to start the sandwich until you're done. Okay, that's good. Okay. And your daughter. Oh, good. You have a daughter. I wanted to know about your daughter.
Oh, God. And okay. People can't talk and do stuff at the same time. People can't talk while they make the sandwich. They'd have to stop making the sandwich to talk.
They don't want to be rude. They got to look at you in your face.
Ugh, God. But I'm glad that they got their equipment from B&H.
I'm still happy for them nonetheless, yes.
Yeah.
If they leave here saying it's great, fantastic. I guess I don't want them to, because rent keeps going up. I'd rather they had my adventures.
Oh, well. Yeah. They get lost and end up back in Charlotte somehow. okay. What are in my notes here? You guys talked about the efficiency of New York. Behind the scenes from Dominican Republic. Keith going live. Oh, you guys talked about how the previous episode of last week on Keith and the Girl was also in the main feed and was in live.
Right.
Because Keith was like, I need to process my grief here. Turn on the mics. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to process in private, right? But anyways.
What did you think of that, Bianca? Did it throw you off? Was it a lot?
Well, I think I said to Keith before the episode, like, let me know if you want to be more in the driver's seat this episode. That's totally fine. And he was like, no, go ahead, do your thing. And I was like, okay. And then just sort of.
She goes, okay, what's my thing? Your mom's dead. What's my thing now?
Can we move briskly along? Your mom's been dead. Thank you.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll just let you sort of lead the charge. Right. And then you guys also talked about something that I think is very interesting, and I'd like to end on this. People asking to get their shows taken down.
Yes.
From the past. Because they're afraid that they said something, I don't know, cancel? Is that usually what you think it is?
It's, yeah, and it's never, or they're not going to get some better job, you know, like a TV spot or something. And it's never somebody who does say something where we go, oh, shit, you know, you said, whoever, Rich Voss, you said something, you know, whoever the fuck. It's always a non-story that they get nervous about. Always. It's just funny. It's like, I promise you, there's no reason what you just said needed taken out. And also, never mind the whole offensiveness that surrounds that.
To me, there was a dismissiveness in the honesty that was supposed to be like, hey, we're all being loose. We're friends. You know, this email reminds me that I've been meaning to ask you to take it down. So you don't even have time to ask me to take it down. This is the email that reminded you. Hmm. No, just even thinking about answering that. No.
Hmm. Well, okay. Having said that, I am hoping that you'll take down everything I've heard.
Sure. You know what? It'd be fun. I won't do it, but it'd be funny if there's shows where it just had the number and said, like, Rachel Sennett wanted this down. That's the title and there's no show there. Perry blah, blah, blah wanted this taken down. It's just their name. That's it. Otherwise, it makes us look ridiculous.
I think that's kind of a good compromise.
Yeah, I won't do it, but it's fun. No. Yeah, no, I was talking then too, Perry. And Henda was talking then too, Rachel. So,
yeah. I don't like when they take out episodes of a show that now isn't politically correct. You're washing out what actually happened. That is a reference in a time. It's not, I don't know. I think it's history. I think it's part of the show. I think that show disappears. It doesn't mean how people thought and behaved disappears. That's weird.
Right. Like I'm rewatching History of the World Part 1 because there's going to be a History of the World Part 2 on Hulu. And it's so outdated and corny, but they have a gay guy that is the spokesperson or something like this for Caesar. And he's just obviously very flamboyant, this guy. And then Dom DeLuise playing Caesar is like, what do you think, F word? And then, and that's it. It doesn't lead to a joke. That is the joke. And then Mel Brooks, who we all think is the nicest guy, is like, tells he's a stand-up philosopher, meaning stand-up comedian. And he's telling some joke. And the gay guy laughs and he goes, ah, the F gets it. That's the whole joke. Now I don't go, what the fuck, baby? Well, you know it's a different time, whether it's right or wrong. You know it's a different time. You fucking get it.
And they're also depicting people who talk like that. And right. I think it's more for us to go look at these idiots, how they talk, and they think that's funny. That's also part of it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the time, you know, time moves briskly ahead.
It really does.
And sometimes some of the words from the past, they do get caught up in the briskness of time. And then when you're ahead and the words, they are behind, and therefore they gotta go. But they can't be erased. They just have to be different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poetry. In motion.
Oh. All right. Well, I have time for a couple questions. If you guys have anything you want to your chest.
Thank you.
How was your Christmas? How was your New Year's? Did you have a bunch of time off from work? How was coming back?
It was okay. It's been okay. I went to New Orleans for a couple days. That was interesting.
On an airplane.
I went on an airplane. I'm going to LA. I'm going to England in March. So I have some stuff planned. So that's fun. Didn't really get any time off of work because, you know, I work for a business that's busy during the holiday season. So, but, you know, I'm hitting the gym. As you know, I'm going full beast mode and I'm getting swole. So that's that.
Real nice. Real nice.
And that's on your app. Getting swole. How about you?
It's on my app. Exactly.
Are there any dating prospects of any kind? We're like, you know what? If I lower my standards, I'll go out
any
with this.
Any crushes?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
No. Sadly, no. There's a... You know, I have this tendency now to match with people and then maybe say two things and then immediately unmatch when the conversation starts to lag. So my, you know, the little section of my app where all the conversations are is usually blank. And the little section of the app where all the likes are, that's usually blank as well. So I do technically have the app. But
you
I don't know
it.
If I'm using it.
Did you? It's tempting sometimes to pay because they do little tricks, right? Like, we'll put you in the front of everybody. Have you done that?
No.
Okay.
No. I never pay for it, Keith.
Good for you.
How many pictures do you have up?
82.
I think they make you put 6 in Hinge.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. I didn't know that they would have that, but that's smart. Are any other people in any of the pictures?
No. No, but I forgot about your
It method. Shows you have friends and get a couple uggos.
Well, a lot of the pictures, my face and body are totally obscured. I realized that I'm... I am in hiding. So, if you see me on the apps, you know, you probably won't recognize me. That's what I'm saying.
There's like a white spot over her face and she draws a smiley face.
I swear I'm dating.
Well, right. It's still January.
It's still January.
How you doing health wise? Less trips to the doctor or what?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I had my 2-year bone marrow biopsy. It was my second birthday on January 13th.
Wow.
My transplantiversary.
Okay.
And I had a biopsy and I'm just waiting for the results. So
okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Hopefully it says no more kooky looky in that blood.
But do you mention leukemia in your dating app?
Well, I have a little video on there of me shaving my head.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a conversation starter.
If you're crazy or sick.
Are you crazy or sick? And it turns out a little bit of both. Right. Okay, let's party, guys. Come on now. There's a hero. If you log on to the app, you don't have to be afraid that he'll give you a big whack. What? There's a gentleman. If you click into the app, and the love that you seek will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on. And you cast your fears aside and you make some matches on the app. So when you feel like hope is gone, look in the app and be strong. And you'll finally see the truth that you'll go on a date in 2023. KateTheGirl.com.